706.
From the Iris, from the Iris of Rav Kook, the beginning of the Sefer HaOris is, of course, Eretz Yisrael. That's how we begin the Sefer, is the Iris of Eretz Yisrael. The first few pieces, I'm sure everybody's familiar with, so I didn't do that. So we're just going to learn Ois Ches in Iris Eretz Yisrael. And this is a second afterwards, maybe a poem. The Soch Aleif Pnima, there's the new translation that it's not new, the translation is a while back, but it was redone. The Soch Aleif Pnima. Rav Kook writes that within the heart, deep within the heart, the Chadre Taharosa Ukedushosa, in the chambers of its Tahar and its Kedusha of the heart, Misgaberesi Hashal Heves HaYisraelis. Misgaberes grows stronger and stronger. Hashalheves haYisraelis, the Shalheves, the flame, the fire of a Jew, grows stronger and stronger deep in the heart. Hadoreshes bechosker es haHiskashus haAmitza vaTadira Shalachayim al Mitzvos Hashem Kula. This is really what Gamliel was talking about last night. Deep in the heart of a Jew, there's a tremendous demand of the heart. That there should be a hiskashrus amitza, a powerful connection and a constant connection, shalachayim of life, el mitzvos Hashem kulam, to all of the mitzvos of Hashem. Latzekes es ruach Hashem. Latzekes es ruach Hashem, to pour the spirit of Hashem, ruach Yisrael hamoli hakloli, the ruach of Am Yisrael, hamoli that's full and kloli that's universal, hamamali es kol chalala shel hanasham, that fills the entire space of the soul, the soul of kol ha-kelim ha-rabma miyuchadim lo, and all of the kelim that the heart has, that the Jew has to be mekayim all of the mitzvahs, la-biyas ha-bitur ha-yisraeli ha-moli b'havlota gemur, la-bi means to give full expression, practical and ideal, I'm just reading from the translation, to the yisod of what it means to be a Jew. Harishofim is gabrim beleva tzaddikim. The fiery coals grow stronger and stronger in the hearts of the tzaddikim. Yikoid eish koidish. I have only pick pieces that hip say eish koidish. You think I'm joking? Yikoid eish koidish. Yikoid eish koidish. A holy flame grows. Yikoid eish koidish yukad va'oyle. It's burning and growing. Belev kol ha'um in the heart of the entire nation. Ubora biyamim yamim, it's burning constantly. Eish tami tukad al mizbeach loy sechbe. Ubelev kol ha'rikanim shiv Yisrael. And even in the hearts of all of the empty people, of the Jewish people, the empty Jews, ubelev kol paishi Yisrael, and even in the hearts of the sinners, ha'eish boyer v'yoyked b'pnimi pnimius. The fire is burning and growing stronger b'pnimi pnimius. Ubechlola sa'uma kula. And in the nation as a whole, the nation at large, kol chayfetz acheretz, kol shukas achayim, the entire longing for freedom, the entire longing for life, kol shukas chay eklal, the whole longing that we have to live as a nation, as a people, and chay heprat, and to live as good Jews individually, kol tikva shel geula, the entire hope that the Jewish people have for redemption, however that hope is manifested, the hope for redemption. The hope for redemption can be to the person who wants to get home on time for supper. He wants to be redeemed from the day of work. But all hope for redemption comes from this place deep inside. Rakmi mitkor ma'ayan chayim zeh heim novim. It only flows from this spring of life that's deep in the heart of a Jew. Kedei luch yoyses ha'chayim ha'yisraelim b'miluam below stira below hagbola. To be able to live a Jewish life in its fullness without any stira, without any conflicts, below hagbola, without any constraints. Now, all of this is one sentence. You know, Rav Kook was famous for that. All of this that he's just been describing, he says, Zos hi tshukas Eretz Yisrael. All of these longings that we're talking about, the longing to live a full life, the longing to be able to keep all of Hashem's mitzvahs in the right way, that each and every one of us wants, the longing to be able to live as a Jewish people that are connected one to the other, all of these things that Rav Kook is talking about, he says, really, is the tshuka for Eretz Yisrael. So you'll see there are Jews that are filled with the tshuka for Eretz Yisrael, and we don't see any of these other longings. All they want is Eretz Yisrael. They fight for Eretz Yisrael, they die for Eretz Yisrael, they live for Eretz Yisrael, in their own way. They don't know it necessarily about Torah mitzvahs, but they're living and fighting and dreaming, and everything in their lives is Eretz Yisrael. That tshuka that a Jew has for Eretz Yisrael, be'emes, is a tshuka for all of these things. Hatshuka ha'mitzvah v'tadir shalachayim el mitzvah Hashem kulam. But deep inside of a Jew, he knows that the only place that you could really be a Jew is in Eretz Yisrael. The only place you could really be a Jew is in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, any longing that a Jew has to become better, Rav Kook calls this Zoshi Shukas Eretz Yisrael, Admas HaKadosh, the Holy Land, Eretz Hashem, the land of Hashem, Eretz Hashem. Shabbat HaMitzvahs Kulon Mezgalmos Mezbaltes B'chol Chati Rusan. Because the truth is that only in Eretz Yisrael are all of the mitzvahs able to be kept. Only in Eretz Yisrael are all of the mitzvahs. Only here can we live a full Jewish life. I'll go straight to the English. This desire for the actualization of the Spirit of Hashem, for uplifting the head in the greatness of the Spirit of Hashem. When we're talking about uplifting the head, this desire for the actualization of the Spirit of Hashem, for uplifting the head in the greatness of the Spirit of Hashem, works on all of the hearts, and all want to unite with it, to taste the pleasantness of its life. It says in Pasuk, Al Kena Hafti Mitzvasecha Mizohav Mipaz. Therefore, I love your mitzvahs more than gold. The fortitude of the heart, Ha'omitz Shebelei, that shows the entire world the strength of the nation in maintaining its character. The strength of the Jewish heart, where we're able, and the only place where we can, where that shows the entire world the strength of Am Yisrael in maintaining its character, to maintain who we really are, our character, the name of Am Yisrael, our values, our faith and vision, is included in the desire of the life of truth and the life of all of the mitzvahs, that the light of Torah and all of its fullness and goodness should glow on it, meaning the nation. If someone who stands afar should be amazed, how is it possible that within all of the spirits which are seemingly removed from faith, they should pound the spirit of life with its inner strength? This is all we were talking about when we were in Russia, in Ukraine. How is it possible? Someone would be amazed and say, how is it possible that within all of the spirits which are seemingly removed from the faith, that you're saying that deep within all of the Jewish people who are seemingly removed from faith, they should pound the spirit of life with its inner strength, not only for abstract closeness to God. He says, but for true Israelite life, for the true life of a Jew, for the expression of mitzvahs in theory, poetry, and practice, that is that possible? He's saying that these people who are working here, that have no, that don't, you know, people that don't have any shaykhus to Yiddishkeit, that in them there is this should pound the spirit of what? Of life with its inner strength. Not only, he says, for an abstract closeness to Hashem, but for true Israelite life, for the expression of mitzvahs in theory, poetry, and practice. This does not amaze one who is connected in the depths of his spirit to the depths of Knesset Yisrael, and those are wonderful gifts. This is the secret of strength, the height of life that will never end. And he ends with the pasuk, "Ushmartem shukaysay v'tzmishpotei asher yaso yisam ha'adam v'chay v'hem ani Hashem." This halach l'fnei Hashem ba'atzos ha'chayim, Chazal say, "Zu Eretz Yisrael." This halach l'fnei Hashem ba'atzos ha'chayim means Rav Kook is explaining. Atzos ha'chayim doesn't just mean the place where people are alive. It means the only place on earth where a Jew can really, truly, truly be alive. And even those Jews who on the outside seem to us not to be living as Jews, deep inside, in this place in particular, is pounding that longing for Dveikus B'Hashem, and the longing for a Jew to be able to keep Kol Mitzvahs Hashem, all the Mitzvahs of Torah. That's the connection between Ushmatim Sulkoisai Mishpotei Sheyasa Oisim Ha'adam V'Chai B'Hem. In Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk is talking about, you'll keep all of the Mitzvahs V'Chai B'Hem, and you'll have a Chiyas in them. L'Shalach L'Fnei Hashem Ba'ad Sosachayim. And L'Shalach L'Fnei Hashem Ba'ad Sosachayim is the place we're in right now. So Hashem should give each and every one of us a taste of that life, of what life could be like, if we'd be able to finally come back here and to live a true Jewish life and to be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs the way they're supposed to be kept and all the drabbanans in the light of Mashiach Zekeinu B'mehav Yameinu Amen. Amen.
Simcha
Laratzeinu. Huh? You remember that?
Yeah.
That's right. Picture.
I have a picture of it. I have a picture of that thing.
What are you doing?
When we were learning the sugya of Eretz Yisrael, the perfection of Torah mitzvahs is manifest when a Jew lives in Eretz Yisrael, like Rabbi just explained. But we said, the mice that we see that the people who are more distant from Torah mitzvahs have a more longing for Eretz Yisrael. And the ones who are keeping Torah mitzvahs are not so machted about necessarily Eretz Yisrael. They can learn Torah anywhere they want. So we said maybe the one idea would be, I don't know if it's true, that's when I want to ask Rabbi if it's a good idea or not. Perhaps because the ones that are lacking the Torah mitzvahs, at least the observance of it, they believe in it, so the Eretz Yisrael comes out much more in them. Because they're keeping, they're connected to the community.
That's true. So the only way they know to connect, they understand to connect, is with Eretz Yisrael. That's true.
No, you're right.
Okay, do you have a schmidgick upstairs for the charger?
No. To the wall. All right. You can read the poem on the wall.
Yeah, there's this piece.
It's a shame you translated it. I
want to read this poem when you go when you're from London. I want to be on the bus.
Yeah.
Just a minute.
Whose phone is that?
If I lose the phone, I'm going to ask.
Phone right here.
Who's sitting? Someone's recording.
Yes.